Hello, everybody. I've got an interesting thing here. Do you think that maybe Trump is using hypnosis to influence us, to influence the world? I'm going to cover that today. Is it possible? If so, how is he doing it? And is it only him, or could it have been done before? Could presidents before him have done that? Oh, my goodness. Could he be a hypnotist too? All right, take your pick. Is it Trump? Is it Biden? Is it all of them? Is this a hypnotic conspiracy? Well, I might just surprise you and say, yes, yes, yes. Let me tell you how they're using hypnosis to influence you and me and the whole world. Something really important. I want to hear what you think. Let me know what you think. Do you believe the words I'm saying? Do you think they're doing it on purpose? Or is it just a side effect of how everything has just shaped up with the media? Okay, I'm going to go over four, maybe five important points as to how this is doing it to you. All right, number one, like I said, hypnosis is a continuum. The deeper you are in hypnosis, the less the suggestion has to be given to you over and over again. Now, let me say one thing. Hypnosis is a heightened state of suggestibility. So let's say over here we're very, very low suggestible. We're around people that we ignore them. We know that they know nothing about what they're talking about. We're not very suggestible to them. Then over here is like just our normal level of suggestibility, and it fluctuates depending on who we're talking to and that kind of thing. And then over here is the trance state of being in a heightened state of suggestibility. Now, I purposefully use the word trance state. Hypnosis is not trance, but hypnosis always has a degree, a component of trance to it. So what they do is they set up specific kinds of situations, okay, where you become more suggestible. In fact, even in the normal levels of suggestibility, they can make quite an impression using hypnotic techniques. But the more and more you become suggestible, the more powerful the suggestions become. So let's go right over here. Number one, talking points. Every hypnotist worth their salt knows that when you repeat suggestions over and over and over again, they become more and more powerful. So you'll see that whenever let's just take for example, in America, we've got those that are more right and those that are more left, and we have news channels that are more right and those who are more left. And what they do is they get together and all the people of that party, and they say, okay, we're going to drive home these two, three, or four points over and over again. I've seen great montages where they'll have speakers from a particular side saying the same, almost exact same words over and over again. They might say, what they're doing is treasonous. And the next person on that side you go, yes, this is definitely treason. Then someone else goes, gosh, could this be treason? And they'll get that over and over again, get it stuck in your head. Is this treason? Or they'll say, it's unpatriotic. It's unpatriotic. And you'll watch up to like 30 different pundits say that's unpatriotic, including the actual person in office, be that Biden or be that President Trump, whichever president you want to select, or senator. These are well-known hypnotic techniques, repetition. They don't just talk about all these just kind of almost random ideas. They really work to pound forward one, two, maybe three or four, but mostly one or two major points over and over and over again. Why? To affect what you think, how you feel, and how you behave. Now, in their case, there's two behaviors they want. They want you to contribute to their campaign, and they want you to vote. Now, if they're already in office, they're trying to get you to what? Think that they're right, back them up, influence senators, and so on, so that they can get bills past. So they just keep pounding it in over and over and over again. If you're a person that's following a particular senator, congressman, governor, president, vice president, you're going to find out that they have a message. They're called talking points that they do over and over again. And it's like, if we hear it enough, It's true. Another thing that they do is, where do we see most of this stuff? Two places: television and on our computer screens or phone screens. Now, what happens is when we are focused on something, like we're trying to watch a news broadcast or we're trying to watch a speech or even a movie or a television show, we just zone out everything else. We try to tune everything else out. And like if you're at a party and you're talking to one person and there's all this noise in the background, you just kind of tune that stuff out. Now, hypnosis is a heightened state of suggestibility that involves trance. The word hypnosis, after it was coined, there was a movement in psychology and psychiatry to try to change the name to monoideism, which means focusing on one thing to the exclusion of everything else, which is a trance-like state. And so when you're watching on your phone, or you're watching on a tablet, or you're watching on your computer screen, or you're watching on TV, you zoom into that in a trance-like state. And it takes you out of the normal suggestibility into a light to medium to even deep level of hypnosis so that you can accept those talking points, those two or three suggestions that they're hammering in. Another thing that they can do is, and this is really important, people more easily accept suggestions that are in line with what they already believe or make them feel good. So, how do they do that? How do they get suggestions in that you like or that make you feel good? Well, if you are a partisan that you'd identify with independent or Democrat or Republican, for example, when you're talking to people who also believe what you believe, or you are open to those beliefs, okay, then you more readily accept those suggestions and you accept the person who is giving you those suggestions. How do they do this? Okay. So, two real simple examples are there are a number of conservative news programs and there are a number of more liberal news programs. And what happens? Guess what? Liberals watch liberal programs and conservatives watch conservative programs. Why is that? Because it feels good. You're getting stuff that you already believe reinforced, reinforced. And so what they do is that when the candidate or the president or the congressman or whatever it is starts telling you stuff that you already believe in, then they can compound those beliefs and provide maybe additional ways to think, feel, and behave with regard to those beliefs. In addition to news outlets, there are rallies and other kinds of political events. So what do they do? Who attends liberal rallies, Democratic conventions? Who attends those rallies that Trump was doing all around the United States when he was running for president? Conservatives, people who are already have that outlook. And so as he or either one of them or she, you take Harris, for example, when she was running for president, what happens? When she starts spouting what you believe already, you accept that, and then that it becomes part of her persona that you go, oh, she believes like I believe, and then she's saying, and here's why you should vote for me. There is the crux. When they say, and that's why I'm asking for your vote, where they're saying, okay, giving you suggestion, here's what I believe, here's what I believe, here's what you believe, and you open your mind to it, and then they say, that's why you need to back me, contribute, and that's why you need to vote for me. So, yes, this is a real conspiracy. Don't tell me that they don't know they're doing this. That's why they created talking points so that they can keep sending those out over and over and over again and then attach vote for me and contribute to my campaign. Now, when they're already in office, the same thing is going on. They're saying back me for this bill. Agree with me on this move, this decision. And in a way, that's good leadership. But in another way, people don't realize that they're being hypnotized and it's affecting what they think and what they feel and how they behave. So, How do you protect yourself? Well, one of the most important things is to realize what they are doing. What they are doing. That you just knowing that kind of amps up the protective part of your mind. And it's going, yeah, I know what they're doing. And so it will be more critical about what's going on inside your mind and how it affects what you think, what you feel, and how you behave. All right, what do you think? Does that make sense? Leave a comment. I want to hear your thoughts. I am willing to be persuaded. I'm willing to change my mind when confronted with good, logical information. So let me know what you think. And besides, hey, you know what? One of the things I think is, as a hypnotist or someone who's thinking about becoming a hypnotist, you need to get very good training and you need to go to good events. So I want to tell you a couple of events I got coming up. Training here in Dallas, you can go to it online or on site in our classroom in our new location in Dallas. Actually, it's north of Dallas, Richardson, Texas. And that's May 18th to 24th, 2025, and September 14th to 20th, 2025. My classes do fill up. I keep them small to make sure that we get good quality. Every day you're going to practice what you learn, and you're going to be one of the best in the profession. You're really going to have what you need to go from classroom to clients. Also, another thing, if you want to know about more about hypnosis and take your practice, if you're already a hypnotist, to the next level, you should consider coming to our Five Path International Association of Hypnosis Professionals Symposium here in Dallas, October 4th and October 5th. Go to fivepath.com. We've got our information right there, fivepath.com. And then lift your skills. Wow, this year is the 75th anniversary of the National Guild of Hypnotists. I've been to almost all of them. I missed one, I think, out of almost 27 years. So it's always a value. It's going to be their educational conference and exposition, August 8th through 10th, 2025. Be there. I'm going to be doing three talks and workshops. Five Path, an introduction to Five Path, which is an advanced form of hypnosis and hypnotherapy. The time tunneling technique, you get to experience a personal transformation in class in the privacy of your own mind. Oh, warning, it will be amazing. I've done it before. And then one on the secret language of feelings. You cannot be a great hypnotist unless you thoroughly understand how emotions drive behavior. All right, that's it. Cal Banyan, signing off.